Welcome to the Chef Rock Experiment.
We're going to new levels, baby.
How bad do you want it?
Time to stop the shit and start to shift. This is the Chef Rock Experiment Podcast on rocksolidfood.com.
Let's start the shift.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're good today. Listen, you see the infographic I posted? Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Come on, Hov. Check this out. Restaurant industry, restaurant sales in 2010, $590 billion. 2019, $863 billion. And projected for 2030, $1.2 trillion. In a 20-year span, that's double? Come on now. Like, you're in the right business. This is just, I just want to tell everybody, like, stay encouraged, right? I know they say the restaurant game, and it is evolving. We got our issues, but you're in the right business. We're in the right business. Now, here's the key behind those numbers, though. You got to delve a little bit deeper into those numbers. It's not going to be all traditional in the way that you and I, or maybe your mom or your grandmother grew up with as it relates to like restaurant sales. The categories are getting broader. How people consume food, how often and where and when is stretching up, right? All of the mobile technology, all of the home kits, and who is actually doing the cooking? Who's actually doing the serving? How the meals are getting to the people, right? So we call this restaurant sales, and you got to look at National Restaurant Association's website for more detailed numbers. And I'll be going into more over the next few weeks and months. But here's the key. Here's the reason why I wanted to holler at y'all about this. It's because there's a couple really, really, really big things that you gotta understand. $1.2 trillion, $863 billion, right, in the last year. What we gotta understand is that somebody's gotta cook the food. Someone has to manufacture it. Someone's got to deliver it, however that is. Serve it, whatever you want to call it. It's got to get to its end user, the customer. So what you have to do is think. Think about right now. Think about maybe what 10 years would look like, what restaurant business would look like in 10 years, right? But somebody's got to cook for these people. And that's where your opportunity is. Is it going to be traditional people just going out to restaurants? Of course, it's not going to totally change, but it will continue to evolve. And in order to serve your customers, in order to serve your passion, really, your why for getting into this, you got to think ahead. You got to think it right now, definitely, but you definitely have to think ahead. Also, the other big thing. So we're talking about employment. The employment, like we're supposed to add 1.7 or 1.2 million workers in the next 10 years. A million people are going to need to work in the restaurant industry. So what does that mean? So much. I see opportunity, man. I know there's a shortage, and we talk about that like, oh, ain't no, there's no good people to hire. But I see opportunity. I see opportunity for training programs. I see opportunities for a new kind of culinary school. I know there's one in Arlington, Cookology, in Arlington, Virginia, that just opened up. But there's online cooking schools, whatever that is. Shout out to them. They're doing their thing. But the point is, what you want to do to stay in the game, to stay ahead of the game, and to really strike and to serve your audience and to serve your craft and your passions is really tap into, well, what's going to be needed? If a million more people, that means a million more chef shoes need to be sold. Jackets and socks and scheduling apps. Right? A million more people are going to need to drive or ride or get to work. Or maybe they're driving their own cars. Maybe this Uber Eats thing like goes, I don't know what it's going to be in 10 years. I have some ideas, but the point is we got to think as artists, as chefs. I'm speaking to chefs. I'm speaking to bartenders, managers, the people that are doing the day-to-day, the boots on the ground. In order to strike and really be empowered, like in 10 years, Start thinking like, what is going to be needed? How can I start something really small? And if I continue to do the same thing for 5-7 years and built this thing right now, or supported a company, banded together with some of my friends, like what would that look like in 10 years? Because we know it's going to be there, barring, I don't know, something crazy is going to be there. We're eating out more. People are eating out more. They want more food. They're going to want more cuisine. They want to go in all sorts of corners of the earth. It's just not slowing down. So I just wanted to share those numbers with you and let you know you're in the right business. Stay encouraged. Keep doing your thing. Don't try to make a big deal, like, you know, get all frantic about it. Keep doing your thing. It'll come to you. But definitely know that you're on the right path. You're doing it. Just keep at it and know that we're in the right business. I'll holler at you soon. Peace.
Yo, hope you enjoyed the show, but I need a favor from you. One more thing. Subscribe, rate, review. Yeah, tell everybody and them. And check me out, rocksolidfood.com. Stop the start the shift. Peace.